from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Efforts to end chaos in Libya get an international boost. Diplomats from 17 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirm support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those attending was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We cannot allow the status quo in Libya to continue. It is dangerous for the viability of Libya. It is dangerous for Libyans. And now, because of the increased presence of Daesh purposefully migrating there, it is dangerous for everyone.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign the unity deal in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed-to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire once that agreement is signed. The meeting comes amid growing international concern over Islamic State presence in the country. A November report by a UN monitoring group said the terror group had up to 3,000 fighters in the North African country, half of them in the coastal city of Sirte. At least two people were killed, several others wounded Sunday in Central African Republic, as voters there cast ballots on a new constitution 2 weeks ahead of delayed presidential and legislative elections that are aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls. However, Bangui resident Rodon Yarafa Emmanuel said he was able to vote, saying he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If approved, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands more driven from their homes since Muslim Salika rebels briefly seized power in CAR, ousting President Francois Bozizé. This is VOA News.